The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tainis Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. Gemara says that by Tainis Tzibur, they would put on Efer. Where would they put the Efer? So the Gemara says, V'heichal Manachlu, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Bimkaim Tfilin, the place of Tfilin. Shenema, what the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Losim la'avei le'tzion, losis lahem pe'er tachas efer. So you see that the efer is in the place of the pe'er. Pe'er is tefillin. The efer goes in the place of the pe'er. But where is this place exactly? So Rashi says, v'heichal manichin tefillin, v'makam shemoichin shel tinoik reifeif. The place where the head of a tinoik is sought. Makar of Rashi is Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Gemara says, "Tana de Beimenasha, al yod chazu kibayres." That's Tefillin Shal Yad, and the Tefillin Shal Raish. The Gemara says, "Beinei necha zu kotkoid." That's the skull. Hecha, where on the skull? Ami de Berav Yanei, Mokim shemoichei shal tinoik right face. Rashi by us says right face. Menachos the Gemara says right face. So what does right face mean? Rashi says over there, Menachos rach, soft, kishu katan ben shana, soft, like a child. Which child was under a year old, that it, the place is soft, that's the spot where a person puts tefillin. Now the mashmaos in the Gemara is that the tefillin has to be specifically in that place where it's soft. However, Taisis is Akasha, and the Gemara says in Erevin that this place, Biroish, for two tefillin, Mokim Yash Biroish, Roi Laniach Shom Shnei Tefillin. Now this Mokim Roi face, Taisis is assuming, does not have enough space for two tefillin, only for one. So Taisis answers, Hu adin hasamuch lemeitzach. That lav dafka doesn't have to be specifically in that spot. That spot is the uppermost part of the head where one may place a tefillin, but it really starts further below or further towards the front, which is right by the hairline. The makom hasar. So Taisus is saying that the tefillin could go either in the from where the sar begins, or in the place makom she reisha shaltinik reifes. Any place in there is fine, and that's why the Gemara could say in Erevin that there's room for two tefillin. That's how Taisa says, and the Rosh says it also, brings it right from Yerushalmi. Okay. The Rambam, however, seems not like this. The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Dalet, also tefillin, says as follows. Heichel menichan ha-tefillin shel roish, menichan oisan al ha-kodkoi. You put it on the skull, shehu soif ha-seyar, shekneged ha-ponim. The spot, which is the edge of the hair, meaning right above the hairline, V'hu ha-mokim sh'moichei sh'altinik roifes boi. That is the spot that moichei sh'altinik roifes boi. Mashma lahedi in the Rambam, that the only place that's kosher is the mokim sh'moichei sh'altinik roifes, not any other place until the Sabbath. Not like Taisus. However, the Rambam, if you look carefully at his Lashon, it sounds like he argues completely on Taisus in the way Taisus is describing the whole scenario here. Taisus has two spots. The place which is Mokam Reifis, and then the place which is further to the front, which is where the beginning of the Sar is. The Rambam seems to learn it's all one spot. Listen to the Lashon. Menichan oisan al ha-kodkoit, shahu soif ha-seyar, shekneged ha-ponim, v'hu ha-mokam shemoichas shaltinik Reifis boi. It sounds from the Rambam that this is all one place. The place where the Sar begins, and where the Mokam shaltinik Reifis, that's the same spot. Now this is very strange. It comes down to Machlekes and Metzius over here. It sounds like the Rambam is saying that the place where the Makom Shetinik Reifis, that the Rambam holds that's all the way in the front by the edge of the hair, and Taisus holds it further back. So that doesn't really sit very well, because Nasi Seifa V'Nichsi, Nasi Tinik V'Nichsi, go bring a child and take a look and see where the soft spot is. The Machlekes and Metzius, where the soft spot is, it's very strange. Another kasha is, and what is the Rambam going to do with Taisus' kasha? That Taisus is proving from the Gemara in Erevin that there's room for two tefillin. So that's why Taisus is taka two spots. The spot in front where this hair begins, and the spot further back where it's soft. According to the Rambam, if it's all one spot, how do you have room for two tefillin? So the Teretz is like this, that there's no machlekes in Metzius. Rather, the story is like this. We look at a skull, a human head, and it feels like it's one big bone. Like it's all one big thing. And the truth is that by an adult, it really is one big bone. However, when a child is created, Berechem Imoy, and when he's first born, like Rashi says for the first year, the truth is that there are several bones over there. There are basically five bones in the skull. There are two frontal bones, two bones towards the front, one on the right, one on the left. And then there are two bones going further back, one on the right, one on the left, called the parietal bones. And then there's the bone which is the back of the head of the skull, that's called the occipital bone. Now, between the two frontal bones and the two parietal bones, it's a little bit hard to describe, but if you look at a diagram or picture, you'll see that the bones do not meet up exactly like four squares. Each one, when they, the four bones, where they come together towards the front of the head, in the center, they're all rounded, which leaves like a diamond-shaped space in between the bones. This space is called the fontanelle. There's actually two fontanelles, one in the front, which we're discussing, and there's one in the back, where the occipital bone meets the two parietal bones. The one in the back is called the posterior fontanelle, the one in the front is the anterior fontanelle. So, we're discussing the anterior fontanelle, which is the soft spot towards the front of the head. Why is it soft? Very simple, because there's no bone over there. There is a suture over there. There's a tissue, or I don't know exactly what it is. There's basar v'gidin, but there's no atzmos over there. That's why it's soft. When you look at a baby on his head, and you could see it, if you could feel it, sometimes you could see it pulsating, and throbbing up and down as the blood courses through the veins, because it's not a bone; it's tissue. That is the mokum shemayich shaltin greifus. The reason that it's rifus is, like we said, because there's no bone over there until, as he grows older, the bones fuse together. Oh. Now, if you look at this picture again, you'll notice, as I mentioned, that it's a diamond shape. Now, a diamond shape means that it starts in the front, that space, that fontanelle, very narrow, and it widens as it goes further back. And as it goes yet further back, it narrows again, as a diamond does. Now, the question is, when the Gemara says you put the tefillin in Makom Shemayich Shaltin Greifus, which spot are we referring to? Do we mean the spot where it's very wide, or do we mean anywhere once the bones begin to separate and there's a little bit of space in between, which is the fontanelle? That is the shiloh over here in Pshat. So it comes out that there's no machlekes Taisus in the Rambam Mahalacha, where to put the tefillin. Everybody's made where the tefillin goes. But Taisus understood, like Rashi says, that it means a place which is soft. The place which is soft is not towards the front, because it's so narrow that you don't feel anything soft over there. So Taisus says, it's further back. Taisus has a kasha. I, the Gemara, and everyone says there's room for two tefillin. So Taisus answers, yeah. So there's the space before it gets soft, and the space where it gets soft, and all of that is a makom that's kosher for tefillin. That's how Taisus learns. The Rambam, however, teaches to makom shemayich shaltin greifus begins by the hairline, because that's the space, that's the place where the bones begin to separate. And the Rambam holds that's enough to be considered makom shemayich shaltin greifus. You'll ask me, we just said Taisus holds that it's not greifus because it's not soft at that point, because you can't be magish it. The Teretz is, if you look carefully at the Lashon Rambam, the Rambam answers the question. The Rambam says, "Makom shemayich shaltinik reifes boy." What does it mean, reifes boy? If reifes means soft, you should say makom shemayich shaltinik reifes, like Rashi says. The Rambam says reifes boy. The Kesef Mishnah teaches reifes is a lashon of mako, as a clapped, like we said, it's the throbbing, the pulsating of the blood over there. So the Rambam has a whole different teitch over here, and the mocker of the Rambam is Rabbeinu Chananel in Erevin of Memam Veis. The Gemara says over there that if you see somebody gathering wood which is moist, you know that he's not looking to start a fire. So Rashi says, the Gemara says, Rav Soleil Beduchtei. So Rashi says it means he's Tzorech L'mkoyma, he needs the space. Otherwise, why would he be doing it? Rabbeinu Chananel there, actually on Memalef and Meralef and the Rav, he says that Rav Soleil is a Lashon of Lahakos and the Sefer Aruch and Erech Refes, Reish Pei Sof. I'm sorry, Reish Pei Samach explains this Gemara. If you see somebody looking for moist wood, you start thinking, maybe he wants to hit me. Because otherwise, what does he want with this wood? It's useless. You can't use it for a fire. So Rashi learns over there, nothing to do with hitting, it's that you need the space. The Rach learns it has to do with hitting, because that's what righteous means. So that's the Pshat of the Rambam over here. Welcome to the Tinnik, Reifes Boy. The spot where the Mayach is clapping, where it's pulsating. That the Rambam held could be even already right by the beginning, in the front. Because because even if it's not soft, but that pulsation you do have over there because it's only tissue. So in Mela, the text is kashid v'yushal like the Rambam, because Makom Shemashal is in a grapevis, but it begins all the way in the front. He doesn't have to say chiddush a daichik like Taisvis that the Gemara is not dafka. It means up until that, but no, like the Rambam it's kipshutai, like the Rambam says. Manichnois and al hakod kaitchu soif haseir shekneged haponim v'hu hamakim shemoichi shaltinik grapevis v'y.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.